All right, Middle Cough. Another live weekend mailbag.
Live and in charge, guy. Happy, as they say in the sales world, happy Friday.
That's exactly right.
That's right. I mean, happy Friday. Friday's a good day.
Friday is a good day. You know, we had a few people ask, where's the Friday podcast? Well, we actually, normally that Friday podcast comes out Thursday morning. It came out, or Thursday night. It came out Thursday morning this week because we had that Clad interview. We wanted to let that thing breathe. But you still got the full three. Yep. I'm looking at the stream. I see us there as well.
I got it.
Welcome, everybody.
Yep. We're live. We are live.
All right.
And pale as ever.
Pale as ever, as Clat made us made very clear to us. Okay, weekend mailbag people, few things. This is how it works. The mailbag, a reaction to the iTunes. You subscribe on iTunes, which we appreciate. If you do there, if you subscribe somewhere else, we appreciate that too. But iTunes is where we can get your reactions. Your questions for the mailbag come from iTunes. But there's also a lot of YouTube comments. We will also get to the YouTube comments after we get through the mailbag questions.
That we will. That we will.
Geology, John, tell the people.
Oh yeah, guy. Did you shower today?
You know it.
Yeah, I just got out of the shower and I used my friends at geology.com/ham. Geology.com/ham. Listen, women have been ahead of the curve on this. They wash their face and they moisturize. And as a guy, you're just like, I just use soap. And then the older you get, you realize you're going to go YouTube and you're going to live it on YouTube and do a mailbag. You need to have some friends like we do at geology.com/ham. You fill out a little questionnaire. I got some morning face cream, guy. I got some repairing night cream. I got face wash in the shower. What do you need? They got it. Exfoliate. You ever exfoliate?
Oh, yeah. I need it. I got the little blackheads.
Gets the dead skin off. When you got a bald head, you basically just have one face. Like, my entire head is my face. Like, the sides are my beard, kind of, you know? So it's just, my whole head is a face.
God, I hadn't thought of it like that.
Yeah, I go through a lot of moisturizer.
Okay, so YouTube comments, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. Remember, on our streams, you know, times, they make you put in the time for a scheduled stream. So all the times are suggested. You know, there's a lot of back-end work here.
Guy, this is the interweb. You know, the great thing is we can do whatever we want.
So the other thing, you know, what are we, a week, less than 2 weeks now away from the draft? So we'll have the live stream.
I mean,
we'd be
5 hours away in 2 weeks from the second round.
Right now, yeah. I was thinking, I meant to ask you.
Jimmy's still on the team 2 weeks from right now?
Yeah. Yes. Draft Lance, keep him around. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Does feel like, to me, there's a possibility you wake up Friday morning, one of those Jimmy's been traded in the middle of the night.
Could be. I would prefer not. Like, if they're going to do it. Yeah, I guess do it around this time.
I'd be cool with, like, Sunday after the draft. I wouldn't oppose that. Would you? Actually, yeah, I could probably wait till like I could probably wait the following week. If you want to keep him for a week, I'd be cool with that.
Wednesday, make it, you know, it's 3 days of shows. Okay.
I'd even say the Wednesday fall, like a week away, you know, just push it out.
I meant to ask you this before we started on the air, but we might as well start now. Does it seem like next week's a good time to start selling these?
Yeah.
You know, we got to line some things up with our supplier and our shipper.
Yeah, the supply chain guy, vertically integrated. So we just...
The accounting department has to get involved.
Yeah, we got to hit our market manager up and see how exactly we're going to approach this. Meelan price points, right? So, you know, $80 a hat.
These are not the Meelans, but let's get Meelan on board, huh? If everybody... go to Meelin on Instagram, maybe just comment some promo code Hams in there. I've been hitting them with some promo code Hams in their Instagram posts.
I shot their owner a DM today. Attaboy. He's a San Diego guy.
All right. Okay, time for the mailbag, John. Let's dive in, and we'll have some details. Maybe what we'll say on the hats, details on the next podcast, how to get them. We'll get things in line by Sunday for that pod. Okay, mailbag. Here we go. Time to dive in. This mailbag question is from Drew. I've been listening since 2013, 2014. I'm a Raider fan, and while a lot of your content is not related, I still listen. The criticism of the Raiders can be tough at times, but it keeps me grounded as a fan. I don't mind it because you shouldn't Strictly listen to mediums that confirm your biases. Listen to Drew. I mean, leader of the free world. It says, mailbag question. If Carr leads the Raiders to the playoffs next season, will he get an extension? Or will he have to take him to the playoffs 2 years in a row?
I think he would get an extension, because if they go to the playoffs, I can't imagine all of a sudden they're the 85 Bears on defense. Their defense might be better, but it would still probably be closer to shitty than good. That would mean the offense was excellent, and he would kind of prove himself and establish him as, like, you know, back-to-back years of playing really well, and really 3 years of pretty solid football. Feel like an extension would now, but I mean, Derek's, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, the guy fucking lives pretty well. He's been used to making a lot of money. This time around, it's not like he's signing a 4-year, $80 million extension. If he were to have a playoff year, we see the money that these quarterbacks are getting. Now, I'm not talking Mahomes money, but wouldn't Derek be like, well, what's the difference? Deshaun Watson got $150 million, and he's in trouble. Like, I'm one of the higher character guys in the league. I mean, what's an extension looking like for Derek? Part of him playing well, I mean, the price goes up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
120 guaranteed?
I would say it doesn't even necessarily, like you said, questions about defense. 2022 is the last year on his contract. So
he's got two. This is going into his second to last year.
Correct. Penalty.
God, that's pretty nuts, isn't it?
It doesn't. Yeah, it is. It is kind of nuts. This contract obviously pays him a number. If they're in the playoffs and he's making 19.7, 19.8 in 2022, that's a pretty good deal for the Raiders if he just led them to the playoffs. So they would absolutely want to sign him to an extension. If you're him, to your point, the thing is you go, okay, yeah, I got 1 year left on my contract, but you have to – I'm only 1 year away from free agency. So you got to pay me like – almost like I'd get paid if I waited another year for free agency, because I know that's not what you want, right? If you're the Raiders and he just took you to the playoffs, that is not what you want.
It's going to get – it'd be a lot of money.
It would be a lot of money.
But his market, if he had a playoff year, what's his market on the open market, right?
It's kind of
the Dak thing. Like, okay, let me hit it.
Because guys don't.
No.
All right. Next up. This is from Creative Chris. He said, was wondering if the Ham squad could do a mock draft of who you guys would draft if you were the GM's first 12 picks. I know Middlecoff would get an O-lineman at 6 with his outrageous, again, hashtag no cap.
With my out what?
He said, I know Middlecoff would get an O-lineman at number 6, which is outrageous. Thanks again, no cap. Yeah.
I've never said that, like, taking an offensive lineman is cool and fun and sweet on draft night and cool for the fantasy football gods, but it's pretty clear it's the right thing to do, right? Do you think the Colts regret taking a guard at 6 a couple years ago? Do you think all those teams last year, Wirfs and Becton, like those teams do not regret taking the offensive lineman? Win in the trenches, guy. You want to win in the trenches? You got to win in the trenches.
You know me, like I've been just...
Is he a Dolphin fan, I take it?
Might be. Dolphins at 6. Does he feel like you're not getting Kyle Pitts? I mean, again, what's going to happen at 4 with Atlanta, Cincinnati? It feels like the discussions at least are, if you're Cincinnati and you don't take Penei Sewell, like, you don't have to do anything. But if you're going to take a receiver, should you lean towards, maybe for them it's easy because people think Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver of this group. He was also Joe Burrow's teammate.
Yeah.
Like, so I could understand if you're them going Chase over Penei Sewell if you really think, like, you've got something pretty unique. Has that happened before?
I do think you got to be pretty careful with that. You know, that's kind of...
I agree.
You know, it's like Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin didn't go to school together.
Well, has that happened before?
I mean, I'm sure on lower levels, but not right. Like star-studded. Because usually...
Like back-to-back first-round picks.
Yeah, I mean, I that would have... I guess, to me, here's the way you take the wide receiver over the offensive lineman. Like, I talked to some people in the NFL that think Penei Sewell's solid, but they don't see, like, some gifted superstar. If you don't think he's a superstar and you think Chase or Pitts is, like, a home run Hall of Famer, that's where you get the BPA. Because if you do need Sewell or even Slater, make more sense. I kind of struggle with Sewell a little bit. I go back and forth. Like, clearly he's powerful, clearly he's strong. He's not Mr. Gifted Athlete, which I think sometimes, I think Colton Miller is a good example. These guys are so athletic. You see Aaron Donald beat up like 25 people in self-defense. I don't blame him. But like it's like you understand. Aaron Donald is like an unstoppable force. You know
what I saw?
You have
was
to be quick on your feet.
The guy who got his butt kicked by Aaron got like his face broken. He's in a sling. He shows up to file the police report wearing a Washington State hoodie. I know this.
Clown.
If whatever brand I am, if you're showing up to file charges because you got your ass beat in a bar fight, even if you are the victim, I don't want you wearing my logo.
Read something on it this morning. The guy instigated it, swung a bottle. Donald ducked. Donald then, obviously, I think, self-defense. But then all these guys start kicking his ass, and Donald, like, rips people off the guy. You know, it's just one of those, like...
You know what we need?
What?
We need Aaron Donald. Bobcat dad who defended his family. Pay-per-view.
Guy, do you know for certain, if a bobcat attacked Alyssa, that your first reaction is not to go the other way or to go to the bobcat?
I hope I'm never faced with that moment.
Because I thought, like... I don't know for sure that I'm going. Now, the bobcat was pretty small. It wasn't like a full grown.
Thank God, because he was like, how about holding the bobcat? Like,
I know. Well, he was packing heat. So
how about the person walking the street? Were they immediate? Did they run at the bobcat because they thought this dude just threw like a dog, or did they run at the bobcat to like swing?
I don't really know if that person knew what was going on. You thought that the bobcat was attacking like their cat or dog in the thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How did you watch it a couple times when you're like, rawr, rawr, like it was seeking and coming, and the lady, I just don't know for certain. My wife, my mom, my friend.
I know
that my instinct are not to run the other way.
Well, I know my instinct.
Well, no, because your instinct should be to protect.
Right? I'm just saying,
a hunter and gatherer. You're a protector. That's
right,
your role.
I've never been in that spot. Hopefully, I'll never have to be. But
I know.
Was terrifying. Shout out.
Very
to that
terrifying.
Guy. Anyway, okay. Mock draft of guys you would take. We don't have to do all 12 picks, but
well, guy, I don't even know. Like, I don't care about half the players.
I'm just saying. Let's just take this with like the receivers and the quarterbacks.
We can do the linemen too.
Okay. We'll go, obviously, 1 and 2. We feel pretty locked in there.
I feel good about 3-2.
Three, Lance or Fields?
I'm going to go Justin Fields.
Okay. I'm still open to Lance. 4, I'd just say it's the other guy. That'd be my guess.
But I don't think it's not a guarantee that it's going to be the Falcons, clearly. Because I think they're kind of drum up some interest.
Yeah. But would you agree, are in this mock, in our mock draft, are you going 4 is the other guy?
I would lean Trey Lance there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think it's inconceivable that they were like, take Kyle Pitts or just who they think is just some elite player at 4.
Yeah, the question is, though, just like, who do we like? So this means O-linemen aren't getting drafted, unfortunately, until like the teens.
Well, I'd take an O-lineman at 5.
Okay, you take an O-lineman at 5.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase
guy,
at 6.
The guy, the star quarterback got his leg snapped because they can't block anybody.
I know. Believe me, I know.
The meme, for as funny as it is real. Right?
It is. Yeah, I know. Jamar Chase at 6 or Kyle Pitts
at
6?
I'm going to go...
Would you go Pitts to Miami?
No, see, this isn't sexy, but I go line.
You go another line? All they do is draft linemen.
They don't have any... Okay, let's go Chase for him.
You do whatever you want. 7 Lions. Whose career do you want to ruin?
Think Dan Campbell. Think tough. That to me feels lineman, doesn't it? Slater, Sewell, one of those two.
Yeah. I hope for all of their sakes, it's not any of them. Panthers at 8.
We're making fun of the Lions. He hired some pretty good guys like Deuce Staley. I mean, his staff is pretty good. I actually don't think they might be too terrible. I mean, their team probably going to suck this year, but... Like Kevin Kisner says, like, why do you play? It's like they pay a lot for 20th. Like, the 7th pick, wherever you go, still pays, like, $28 million. Pretty good job.
Yeah. What does the last place team in F1 make? Because I've been watching a lot of that. I can't figure
out. That's a great question. Like, are you still rich?
You are because, you know, dad.
Well, if, like, Lewis
thing.
Is like Tiger Woods. Is the back guy, like, the 180th guy on tour?
Well, the last
like
place
the
team said, I remember their team, what do they call them? They're not president, but whatever, the director, I don't know. They're like, the number one team spends $330 million. We spend $123 million.
Yeah, so it's like they're not totally broke.
At 8, here's this will be the last one for me. Panthers.
Panthers.
I want them to take one of the receivers.
Then you have Sam Darnold, DJ Moore, McCaffrey, and like Waddle.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. All right.
They could be pretty good. Like, it's not crazy that Joe Brady is like a big deal at the end of the next season, right?
Absolutely. TJ LG, great show. Random college football question. My grandpa went to Kansas State, so I've always been a fan. My question's on a national perspective. John, how do you view Bill Snyder? Never won a natty, but he turned the program around and had some great teams. Where do you think he ranks in college football coaches? I don't even know who would his comp be.
Do you know what I think Bill Snyder is? I think his resume would never like hold a candle. Let's even just stay kind of in that conference to like the Mac Browns, to the Tom Osbornes, to the Stoops, you know, even Lincoln. I think he would be like one of those artists that like never is like Dr. Dre or something, but is critically like inside the industry. It's like, that's the dude.
The comedian like, that all the other comedians think is fun.
I mean, guy, they swear by. Have you ever heard one coach utter anything but reverence for the man? Remember the story a couple years ago? I thought were they playing a Pac-12 team? And maybe they played like Oklahoma or whatever. And they were on the road, or they were playing Texas. They had just upset Texas. And they had left all their trash. And remember, he like went and picked it up or something happened. Maybe he wrote like handwritten letters. I just remember the stories about him were just like, he's such a high level guy. And just such, I mean, that what is that program equivalent of like San Diego State, Fresno State, but in a Power 5 conference?
Yeah, right? I think like when you try to, college football is this right here, is a team in Manhattan, Kansas, a place none of us would ever go.
Have you been there?
No. By choice.
I never have either.
You know, I don't, that sounds bad for Manhattan, Kansas.
Were you at Fresno State when they were playing K-State?
Yes. That team had NFL
Darren Sproles. What had Darren Sproles?
They had an NFL, I thought they had an NFL quarterback too.
Well, I thought he ended up moving to wide receiver. Wasn't he an athlete?
No, they had a guy, maybe it was after Sproles.
But Sproles definitely played the Dogs, right? Because I remember he was, the Dogs shut him down.
That might be a different year than the team I'm thinking of then.
Yeah, it might have been like 02.
They had an NFL receiver and an NFL quarterback.
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy was the receiver. I'm trying to remember who the quarterback was. But the thing on Bill Snyder, like when you look around, I think that's what's amazing about college football is the college towns, a lot of college towns are not major metropolitan areas. Right?
No.
And This, you would say, even by college football standards, is really not. I mean, it is small, even by small college town standards.
I think he represents more of a college. Like, I bet his comp, we could find one in college basketball.
Absolutely.
That would be closer. It's harder in football because I wouldn't you guess of the, like, let's just take
Josh
Mack
Freeman
Brown.
Was the quarterback I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Bob Stoops and Mack Brown. If we just got the two of them in a room and we're talking and we just brought up Bill Snyder, don't you think they would speak very, very highly of him?
Yes. Yes.
They would like him a lot.
Yeah, it's so much of the way, and I think this happens whatever industry you're in, you appreciate not necessarily just the people at the top, but the people with the biggest gap between what they had to work with and what they accomplish. Eli Roberson, is that a
I remember him, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I did not expect, that was our first Kansas State question on the mailbag. Scott says, what's up, guys? Congratulations on the success. Since the trade up to 3, I've been consumed with the build up to the draft. My question is, when a team makes a potentially franchise-altering trade like that and then hope to pick a QB to be the leader of this team for the next 10 years, does it at all consider the ramifications a pick will have with the fan base? It seems to me that the majority of Niner fans are screaming to not pick Mac and Cheese Jones. I haven't heard that one. Can you imagine being at Levi Stadium watching Fields, Wilson, or Lance come in as a visitor and physically dominate the Niners and we trot out Mac Jones? That from Scott. I'd say bad organizations worry about what people will think about their pick. College as well, they worry too much about what people will think about their hire as opposed to winning games.
If you put me in Jed's shoes and Kyle really was going to take Mac Brown, we would have a lot of meetings. Mac Jones. We would be meeting a lot. Like, he'd need to convince me. At the end of the day, I signed the checks and I believe in the guy, clearly. I've given him a lot of money. I extended him again. But, he'd have to sell me on it, guy.
I agree with you, but also if I am going to say you can't pick that player, you got to pick somebody else, you might as well fire him. Right?
I'm not saying you can't pick him. I'm just saying we're having several sit downs because, like we had talked about before, whenever there's like John Lynch always has to do this, like, oh, I just love that Jed let us do this. No, I mean, Jed, in fairness to Jed, he doesn't have anything to do with like the team, but this would be one. The owner does listen to the fans, and like he's just going to hear the noise probably more than Kyle. If you told me Kyle has heard no noise, I would believe you. He ain't fucking listening to talk radio. Probably listens to podcasts, but he's not reading. The newspapers even exist. Like, I don't know anyone that reads the Chronicle. No shot. I mean, it's just a reality. So I just wonder if he actually is. I'm not saying he wouldn't hear it, but I would be shocked if he's hearing it like me and you hear it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think to your point,
John would hear it more.
John would definitely hear it more. I think to your point, it would just be about, all right, let's establish exactly why we're doing this. You're telling me you're taking this guy. Explain to me, you're telling me, is it because you think he's got a high ceiling? Is it because you think the other guys just aren't any good? And this guy doesn't have a really high ceiling, but he's going to be better than the rest of them. I just want to know what standard I'm judging you by in 3 years. 2 years.
Totally agree.
1 year. Yeah. I like that's a good point. Next up, Frankie Raspberries. They changed the intro music and hit a home run. Feels like it could become a staple on the pod for years to come. You know, I think one thing we pride ourselves on, John, is we are open to everybody's feedback. We make our decisions based on what we think we should do, but
yeah, gut feels.
We don't take ourselves so seriously that you can't. So we got a few people DM'd us songs. Bryce hit us with a new track. Bryce, actually, credit to him. I don't think you'll be able to hear this. I think people will. I think that's playing, but maybe not. Whatever. Bryce hit us with a new track and, I unplugged it. He actually sent me a note the other day. He's like, hey, I optimized some of the levels, so use this new version. So, Bryce, appreciate you. Thanks for making the song.
Yeah, we're open. I mean, we're very easy to get a hold of, right?
Yeah, it's true. We are. Must listen. Ear crack. This is from Super Sleeper. I've been listening for almost 2 years now. Thank you. I'm going to filter out some of the compliments. We read them and appreciate them.
Yeah.
Question. What would be the hypothetical delta in performance between Fields, Lance versus Mac that would make fans and media comfortable if Mac was the choice? In other words, I think if Mac's the choice, he needs to have a significantly better statistical season than Fields or Lance, or everyone's going to start making things much less comfortable for Shanahan. Curious on your thoughts. So I guess part of that is he saying, like,
you lost me with the delta. We're talking academics and the theories and delta. The hypotheses. That's already over my head a little bit, but I got the gist of what he was saying.
Okay. Well, go ahead and react to what you think the gist is.
Well, to me, their performance would be irrelevant if Mac was really good. If Mac was really good, it would be a conversation, clearly, if you passed on those two guys and they were good. But if you were winning with Mac Jones, everyone would have to eat it. To me, if Mac was so-so and won, I think specifically Fields was really good, it would have, for as much as the Herbert-Tua conversation became something, you can never go, everyone said you should have took Herbert and you took Tua. That's not the case. It's actually the opposite. So it's one of those where we all know now, and hindsight is 2020, but hindsight, you don't get, I've been saying the whole time, the Miami Dolphins, what the fans and the media, who gives it, they're paid to get it right, and it looks like they got it wrong. This one, it was like everyone, conventional wisdom is like, you'd have to be on crack to take Mac Jones over Justin Fields. And if you did, and Mac was so-so, and Fields was awesome, I've said it from the jump, it would be the beginning of the end for Kyle, given what they gave up, given how he went all in, given like, I've already said it. I mean, it'd be the most arrogant pick ever, given on who you're passing. That to me, it would be hard to shake if he was not good.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I'd even say regardless if those guys were average, because we'd just be like, can you imagine Fields with Kyle? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's
if he
possible.
Was good, it'd be bad.
That's possible, but it's like that would be a double-edged, because you'd be going, Kyle's such a good coach, Imagine if he'd made the right pick, but maybe Mac is solid in that. You know, like if Fields is bad, are we going to be like, ah, well, Kyle still missed because he could have been better with Kyle?
No.
But I think to the point of this question, too, this is not going to be a one-year thing. Like, I think you and I both love Herbert.
We're going to live and die with every game.
Absolutely. But my point is we both love Herbert. The idea that, like, it's over, Herbert, Tua, like, that's not how the Dolphins have to think of. They have to think about it like, we got to make the most of Tua, and maybe Tua can be great. So that's how we project it, because Herbert looks so spectacular. But we'll see. They still got to play his second year. You don't go in the Hall of Fame off your rookie year and then retire. And I think the same thing applies here. Like, just because if Mac Jones were to be the pick and were to play pretty well, it's not over. Because part of what we're talking about here is, what do you look like in 3 years? So what does Trey Lance look like in 3 years? What is, just like Josh Allen, right? So that's a part of it, too. Don't, to your point, though, we'll be living and dying with every, I guess not OTA throw, but. All right. Next up. Ikre.
They boycotted that bad boy.
That was the show.
You see, I mean, you see the, like, seven other teams. I mean, it's the boycott's on. Really quick on the boycott. I saw someone, I forget, but I saw it on the internet. Jimmy Garoppolo's workout bonus, $600K. I get he's made 50, 80, however many million up to this point. $600,000 just to lift is a shitload of money,
guys. I'd still show up if I'm one of those guys.
Well, so my question is like, hey, D. Smith or J.C. Treader, do you make me whole? Do I get whole?
This is not like scabs taking somebody else's job. If I show up to work out for my bonus, I'm crossing the line. Like, what?
Armstead has even 100K. Like, 100K ain't nothing.
I know this. If John, if you didn't have a bonus and I did, and it was like, John was like, I'm not showing up, I'd be like, Middlecoff, I love you. I'm going to get my money. And if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't hold it against you.
It's kind of like when we used to do DraftKings reads on the radio.
And they just went right to you.
They're FanDuel or something.
You act like I wasn't working.
I didn't even know what was going on. I got a guy doing reads. I'm just like, oh, this is part of the deal. Turns out he's getting bonuses on the side. I'm like, what the hell?
Hey, I was the one grinding.
Yeah, you got me in. You got me in.
No, not even that. I was the one grinding till midnight doing A's post game. I had established those relationships initially. Not really. They just gave
me. You got
me
in. I still remember.
Gave me townie stuff. Okay.
They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham. Code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required, and now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How long has it been since a legit team drafted in the top five looking for a quarterback? If you're one of these generational talents, why don't you draw a line in the sand and tell the Jags and Jets not to bother? Put an Eli Manning and navigate your way to a contender while sacrificing minimal dollars in the short term, likely gaining dollars in the long term as part of a successful organization.
Did you see Lawrence's quotes?
I did.
Or the ones surrounding him?
I think they were from his dad. Were they from his father?
Yeah, his high school coach. But I think he admitted in the article, like, he doesn't watch football, NFL.
Gotcha.
You know, it's just, and listen, Luck had a very similar, I would say, surrounding comment narrative around him, too. The difference is, to me, what concerns me is, like, clearly Trevor likes playing football, and it's always been really easy for him. To me, what would be concerning is, what happens this year when they go 5-12? It's like, God, this isn't fun anymore. I don't get to just kick everyone. What if he has back-to-back years where they go 5-12?
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, I think those questions are absolutely worth follow-ups with him.
Big
or
time.
Those quotes have created. Now, the question, good team, would you, like, this is where I don't view the Jets and the Jags in the same boat. I think the Jets have a chance just based on everything I've heard and you've told me about Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, Mike LaFleur. The Jags are taking, I think, a much... Now, Urban, I would hire Urban too, but I've got more questions about the Jags organizationally right now than I do the Jets. And at least the Jets, if you're Zach Wilson, whoever, you're like, well, the potential upside here the risk reward here, the reward's pretty great if I hit here versus if I hit in as Jacksonville's quarterback.
I got another one for you, guy. Who's to say that Trent Baalke and Urban Meyer are just going to get along? I get they have a common enemy early on and they can relate over Harbaugh, but eventually 2 years from now when they've won a total of, if I set the over under.
The difference is Harbaugh didn't cost Urban anything. Urban took from him.
Didn't really cost Baalke either. Baalke got him out there, you know, and Baalke won that, I guess, in the short term.
That's true.
Like, are they going to win many games early on? I mean, it's going to be difficult. I just think that I'm with you on the Jags. They always suck.
Who's the last good team to draft really high?
I mean, and take a quarterback? It doesn't really happen.
I mean, I guess the Chiefs were good when they moved. They weren't this high. The Chiefs were good when they drafted Mahomes.
Yeah, like top five, it doesn't happen because you can't get up that high. How do you get from like 28 to 4 or 2? You don't.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. You got to be a good team, but like have a semi-down year. Right? You got it. The Niners are a unique spot because they were not a quote-unquote good team last year.
I would say like the Eagles with Chip Kelly did have like good players on there when Wentz got there. Like they immediately went 7-9. I think a lot of times you see like Joe Burrow, Mariota, that team's usually drafts one or two again.
Yeah.
The Eagles, like Jeffrey Lurie was mandating meetings after 1 year. They went 7-9. They weren't like a three-win team.
It's not like that's basketball with the lottery.
Wouldn't you say if you draft in the top three and the next year you go 7-9, that's a pretty good jump?
Yeah.
Now, the Eagles, remember, traded up. So it was...
But that counts.
That's probably the best example.
Yeah, that's a good example. All right, next up, mailbag.
I'd say the Eagles and the Niners, some similarities, right? Talented teams that kind of moved up in a draft to get a young quarterback. Mm-hmm. Doug doesn't have to do... Or Kyle doesn't have to do weekly meetings with Jed and explain his timeouts.
This from the number one kid. My question, Bill Simmons is always talking about the distressed asset in the NBA. An example would be Aaron Gordon, seen as a slashing four with major potential, being misused as a high usage isolation player, not the right system. Then he goes to the Nuggets. He's in basketball heaven next to Jokic and Murray and Porter Jr. His dribbles are down, high intensity defense, more off the ball cuts, and another weapon at Jokic's disposal. The idea of a distressed asset doesn't seem to get talked about in the NFL other than Adam Gase's QBs and I guess Deshaun Watson in Houston. Do you think it exists in the same fashion? Who would be your distressed assets? I'm not a Raider fan, but it seems like Derek Carr would be my number one distressed asset. Decent talent, he shows, averages around 28 points a game on offense, but still loses by 10 plus. Also, what are your thoughts on illegal streams being counted as viewership for games and events? Like for me, a college kid with no cable, the only way for me to tune into the Masters or the Warriors is through streams. Ham forever. This is a thoughtful, that was a dissertation.
I think the distress asset, though, has existed in football forever. Belichick has been trading like fifth round picks from teams like the Lions and getting Welkers from the Miami Dolphins. Like he's made a killing, wouldn't you say, over his dynasty run on guys that were quote-unquote undervalued or good players but look bad on bad teams.
Yeah, that's great. The challenge is identifying the distressed asset before somebody else turns him into... I think the Deshaun Watson one, this is, you know, Deshaun Watson, the football player, we go back a couple years, like that would be one, right? Last year, watching Deshaun, like this is... We are not maximizing.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little different. Like, I watch Aaron Gordon, like, was he even good in Orlando? Like, I think people thought Watson was unreal.
Okay, so you're saying so it's more
like, to me, Watson would be like Bradley Beal. He'd be like an elite player on a shitty team. No one blames him. To me, Gordon's more like a Kyle Van Noy on the Lions when Belichick trades for him and then becomes a core piece of Super Bowl teams. Like, that to me is like, to me, Derek Carr is not a distressed asset. I think if they said, like, Derek Carr is available, teams would be like, they just view him as an asset. I think it's hard in the NBA because you play both ways, people can, like, undervalue parts of you. In football, they just look at, like, I think this guy could be a good player on my team. I guess, it's same concept.
Yeah,
I know what he's saying.
I think maybe it's something like, again, this might be.
Because I don't think Carr is viewed as like a distressed asset. I just think people think he's good.
Like Carlos, right? Rogers as an outside corner becomes a nickel. Now you've found his role.
I also think Aaron Gordon, like you used Carlos Rogers, high pick on shitty teams. They benefit immediately. Like Gordon comes, he's like the fourth best player on his own team. Carlos Rogers came to the Niners like, well, I'm the top 10 pick. Well, actually, we got Bowman, we got Willis, we draft Alden, we got Justin. Just fucking play a little corner. We're good, dog. Right?
Yeah.
It is. He must have been like, damn, this is... And I think that's part of, like, you went to the Patriots, Kyle Van Noy. Wait, I don't need to be the savior? No, man. Just do your job. You're like, that's it?
How do you feel about... Should illegal streams be counted for viewership?
Sure. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, if the goal is to find out how many people are watching, not how many people are watching through legitimate...
You know, still get the ads. Like, you just get the... Like, if you're streaming it, you still see what everyone else sees.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The problem, I don't necessarily want them to count it that way, because then they're counting... Then they're, potentially finding ways to crack down on the illegal streams, and then the number one kid is missing out on Sunday Ticket. Hashtag ExpressVPN.
Like, I've thought about buying Jake Paul's fight this weekend.
Who's he fighting?
I don't know, but I'm just kind of interested in
Aaron Donald. That I want to see.
I would see that. I think Jake Paul would be in trouble.
Dwayne says
someone was like, because I tweeted or said something about it, and someone was like, Middlecoff, you just assume Aaron Donald can fight because he plays football. No, I assume he can fight because just look at the motherfucker. You'd mess with him. Like, I mean, there are certain people. It's like, you know, does he know how to box? Like, I don't know. I would not mess with that guy. There's a crew of humans that it's like, do they know how to box or wrestle? I just don't care. I just like, I'm not messing with that guy.
Here's the thing. It's not like Aaron Donald does participate in hand-to-hand combat on a regular basis.
Big time.
He's not
I actually
throwing
think,
punches.
Yeah, I think the MMA guys would be licking their lips. They're like, that's exactly what we want. Cat quickness, strength. He's not that tall, right? So he's like kind of low.
Here's Dwayne. Who put his podcast name in the... I appreciate this guerrilla marketing. We do the same thing. Put on Waivers Podcast. Try to get your own advertisement in. No problem. Gives us a 4-star review, but he called it a great show, so not sure what that's about. Is this the last stand for Kyle and pick at number 3 in the NFC West is murder? Is this the last stand for Kyle with this pick at 3? The NFC West is murder. Love the pod. John said last week, baseball is a tough podcast topic. Check John Boy Media. They only talk baseball. Their numbers are sick. Always a fun listen. Dwayne Douglas, put on Waivers Podcast. Happy to share some love with Dwayne's podcast. There you go. A couple things. We've talked about do or die for Kyle at 3. It feels to me what he's hitting on is, like, we always talk about it in the context of if he misses on this, like, you took such a big swing, you're going to have to wear it. Dwayne's point is, but also just your division's really hard. It might not even be external pressure that does you in. If you miss on this pick, you might just not be winning football games.
1,000%. Like, there isn't pressure. And this is where it's different, right? For the Jets, like, they're just looking to, like, get the train back on the tracks. If Zach Wilson is just solid and they can win 6-7 games and feel like they're headed in the right direction, they're, like, throwing a party. The Niners are trying to win divisions. The Niners are trying to have home playoff games. Like, the Niners standards relative to everyone they're in the mix with right now in the top 10, like, if the Jags won 7 games this year, they'd throw a fucking parade. The Falcons, if Arthur Smith's just good and they're competitive, awesome. The Bengals just want Joe Burrow to stay. Like, think about the Dan Campbell. Think about the standards where they're drafting. The Niners, like, we're talking playoffs, guy. Playoffs? Like, that's just the expectation.
How about John Boy Media? They are. I watch some of their stuff. I mean, everybody does.
You ever listen to Portnoy's podcast? Not like the BFF thing he does with the big chubby guy, Eddie. Pretty good listen.
On and off,
Carrabas, I guess the CEO said that, like, she didn't think the numbers were growing fast enough, and he called her. They got into a fight. He came on with Dave, and Dave said, listen, I don't think she quite understands. I understand. Baseball doesn't resonate like pardon my take, Hammers football, right? I just talk about dumb shit. It's harder just to be a baseball-only podcast. Like, it's not a podcast. Just the fan base is a little antiquated, is older, and he kind of defended Carrabas. He's like, I think you obviously you and Dallas do a great job, but the market, it's not like football podcasts can shoot to the moon. A baseball podcast, like, it has a limit on it, in theory, and that's what Carrabas strike. I'm trying to make baseball cool, and I give him and John Boy, like, I have, like, when I watch baseball broadcasts, and I love baseball. To me right now, baseball by far, I am a football guy, I'm a golf guy, and I'm a baseball watcher. I love just in the background. It does have a very old feel to it. Just the broadcasts, just everything about it just feels a little stale. I do like Carrabas and John Boy. I like all these young guys taking swings. I think golf's had a great influx of young guys. And it's just really helped kind of the sport, where I think baseball kind of fights it because like Kirchin and Buster Olney, and I'm not saying they're necessarily doing this, is always like fighting like, can't let these guys in. They always want to do different shit. You know, it's like you just got to embrace it.
Yeah, cool. I also think the sport is, you know, I've said this a lot. I think there was a natural challenge that comes with the sport because of the pace it's
slower.
It gets played at.
Yeah.
The other thing is the thing that right now in you are talking to like baseball guy. Like I love baseball. John loves
how
baseball.
Cool are the White Sox right now? Mercedes hits balls like 800 feet.
Just, I was watching the White Sox last year. They were one of my number one MLB stream teams because I really like their broadcast, as it turns out.
But like you get the MLB package or you still steal that?
No, I pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah. You want my password? Is that what you're saying?
I'm good. MLB Network does a good. See, I don't need it.
Yeah. So I just like watching. Like part of it is I just like watching the whole package. I like watching the opens. I like the show of it all. But I think one thing that's interesting with baseball is what you would consider a progressive baseball broadcast is actually it's not about energy necessarily. It's more about analytics, which is great. Like you should be talking the way that the people that build the teams talk. Like that's important. But that's not the easiest consumption either. Like people are like, it's got to be progressive, more numbers. It's like, well, yeah, you do want to talk the way the industry talks, but that's not exactly the thing that casts the widest net.
It's not an easy thing to follow.
It's not. Right? So I agree with you. Like baseball's huge relative to like you can make a ton of it's. Those guys are killing it. I think one of the reasons you and I very early as people who love baseball as an example. We attached to football because we just felt like we saw pretty clearly what's got the biggest ceiling here. You know, and obviously I think early in our radio career, it was a natural fit because you were coming from the NFL. So it was like, let's just do this thing that we have that's really unique. We had you coming from the NFL. That was a thing that a lot of people didn't have. So we just leaned into it. And then we started to see the numbers on that versus some other stuff. And then we really leaned into it. So that's...
Well, if I had been a baseball scout instead of a football scout, do you think this would exist?
I mean, it might. I don't think it's just about that. Like, I think part of this is... Like, we do a lot of conversations.
Well, we could do this, but from running our own business, it would be a lot more challenging, I think, to do the financial part of it. I just wonder if it would... I don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't change... who we are. Like every show doesn't start with John, you're an NFL scout, let's talk about that, right?
I agree, but
that might not even necessarily know that if they're tuning in for the first time.
100%. I view myself much more as a talker now than I ever did a, you know, scout. Like I've been doing this longer than I was in the NFL, but my point is like part of it is like naturally, you know, connections through the league, we would just talk more baseball, and I just wonder if that would work. It's because what Carrabba's, it is just challenging to get
younger
people to consume it.
Yeah, I think, but I do think baseball, my point is it works. It just doesn't work as well as football works.
Yes.
But I think it can work.
Part of like, here's the thing.
We got to speed up here.
I agree. John Boy, he does the Yankees. Carrabba's does the Red Sox. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you hammer, I don't know if it would work even with the Giants or Dodgers
quite
as much. Somebody
DM'd me the other day and said they looked at like a, iTunes ranking of like baseball team podcasts, and the Giants were number. There was some Giants podcast that was second.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the fan base. All right, Seahawks is big. Mikey T. Seahawks. Every season without a championship game or Super Bowl appearance is a failure and a waste of Russ's abilities. What do you think? Now, that's a mailbag question, Mikey T.
Yeah, to me, there's only one team of the last 20 years that was Super Bowl or bust. That was the Patriots. You could argue it's now the Chiefs, but even then, they've only won one. I don't think anyone has the standard. To me, playoffs, maybe even playoff victory every year is a failure. I can't look at Seattle Super Bowl or bust. Like last year was a failure. They lost a home playoff game.
Yeah, I can't either, but I will say it does feel like they're always good enough to make the playoffs, but they're always missing stuff. Pretty consistently, it feels like they're just missing stuff, right?
Agreed.
This is
playing a hard division.
They do. This is from Sam, Browns fan here. Love the pod. Appreciate the content. Sports come in waves. Some teams are up and down year to year. Others are experiencing a 20-year-long drought, like the Browns. As a Cleveland fan, I understand how the world views us. Last year was the first year that. In a long time that Browns fans could celebrate without ridicule. Please analyze the Browns season last year. Do you think they're for real? Could they have a 7-year playoff run? Or are they yesterday's news and the cultural from the past will eventually take over? A lot of talent on this team. Soon enough, they're going to have to pay up. If you had to get rid of a brown star, who would it be? Thanks. Appreciate the content. I think they could. Huh?
Beckham.
Yeah. Well, I actually do think they have the potential here to go on a pretty solid playoff run.
Yeah.
Because I love their really coach. Good.
Yeah. And their roster is good. Their offense is loaded. They just, Clowney, I don't know why. I guess they just viewed as they have some money, whatever. Myles Garrett's a star. I don't think it's inconceivable they could win the division this year. I mean, part of the reason the Steelers won the division is because they started 11-0. I mean, they limped to the finish.
Yeah.
You know, the Browns were right there. The Ravens are right there. To me, it feels like a coin flip between the Ravens and the Browns. If Baker plays like he did the second half of last year, they'd be in pretty good shape.
Is Juju going to come back just kind of pissed off that his free agency turned out the way it did? Is that going to be good or bad? But, I mean, they've hit on, you know, they've made an effort. Like, they built, they drafted, they added Hooper, they added Conklin. We know Treader's not going to be at OTAs.
They signed Kareem Hunt.
He's
good. Yeah, they're good.
So, yeah, I'm in on
that. They signed the dude from the Rams, Johnson, who I didn't really know that much about, but he was good. I mean, he was
John Johnson
on the Rams for a couple years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pro Browns pod.
I enjoy the Browns.
This is from ZT West. How much would you have to get paid to start an OnlyFans? Think about your friends and family.
Well, do you have to get naked on OnlyFans?
If you want to make money, I think.
Well, you could just do like a vlog, like a YouTube page, but it'd be on OnlyFans?
That's a great question.
You got to show some
definitely
butt.
Been branded as a butt, some butt site. Button boobs.
I felt for the chick in Sac that was making $150,000 a month and got shamed out of her school. Like,
oh, that was
to
the,
me.
That was the her not her school, her child's school. The kid got kicked out of school. Yeah,
I would have stood up at the PTA meeting and said, "Listen, I know we don't necessarily stand for this, but there is a price point where you got to tip your hat." And she's making $150,000. Raise your hand in this room. How many people make $150,000 a month? If we get a majority, then yeah, we can look down upon her.
Yeah, also leave my kids out of this.
But to me, there's just like, if she was doing it for $5, you know, it's like, that's a lot of money, guy.
I understand. It's also not illegal. I would just say, leave my kids out of this.
Yeah, why do we shame women?
And who found this? Who found it?
I just don't understand. Like, I actually felt Paul Pierce. Why is that not okay? What was he doing wrong? You know? Culture, society, the gatekeepers,
I know. What do you think about Hideki's champions dinner next year at the Masters? What would you want yours to be? Steak? I was thinking about this. Steak and spaghetti, I think, would be a good combo. Good steak, though.
I would be like Tiger. I'd kind of go all over the, you know, fajitas, sushi, that type of stuff. I don't really know the Japanese cuisine. I mean, I would imagine Hideki's going to be pretty unique. Did you see the newspaper? I Instagrammed it. Like the main newspaper in Japan or wherever his hometown is. Like the back page, or like the back couple pages were every shot he hit. So it was like three pages of the whole. I was like, I would take that. I would use it as wallpaper.
Okay, so we got to get to some YouTube comments here, John. Let's see. Hats are fire. Appreciate that. I'm going backwards now. Packers with Rodgers, I'd count as the best as Super Bowl or bust, or the Packers Super Bowl or bust. That's
no way. They've been to one.
I know. I would say they're not just playoffs or bust though. Like they got to.
I'd say NFC Championship.
To me, to have Aaron Rodgers and only go to one Super Bowl, if he were
five NFC Championships, that's pretty good.
It is, but I'm just saying. Like at the end,
I know five NFC Championships a lot.
Joey says, you guys should go to a Rivercats game and watch your boy Hunter Bishop. You can get tickets dirt cheap.
Well, no shit. It's a Rivercats.
Would you guys make...
I used to go.
Hmm?
I used to go to Rivercats games.
You used to go all the time. Could the Niners take Pitts at 3 and later draft Kellen Mond? No. You agree? Keith?
Yeah, no chance.
People like Pitts. I forgot I can put these up on the screen. Sorry, guys and gals. If the Jets pick Fields, my belief is the Niners take Lance over Wilson. Would that be a surprise move? Yeah, if Wilson slips to 4, that'd be a pretty big shocker.
Yeah. Let's do one more because I got to power down lunch before Hawkins picks me up before we go play golf.
Oh, you're doing the radio hit from the car?
No, I'm going to do it from right here.
Oh, okay.
I just got to get lunch in before.
Okay, well, should we address... Do you want to address the... Alex Contreras says, Doge. We go Doge, right? Do we know, is that officially Doge?
A lot of people said, Middlecoff, don't touch Doge, you idiot. Can't listen to people, guy. But, can't listen to the haters.
But no, but we do sometimes listen to some of the haters. Look, like we got this question. This wasn't even a hater. This is just a guy in our YouTube comments. He said, hey, the scrolling ticker is a distraction. This coming from someone who's worked 25 years in the industry. You want your viewers to get information, focus on the ad, but you want them to focus on the commentary, not both at the same time. Add this to your misuse of real estate, host titles, social media ad links, too much. And someone said to him, give them a quote and build a template. And I did laughy emoji to that guy. And then this guy goes, wow, your lack of professionalism and maturity all summed up in one emoji. Look, we're not like one thing I've always said since I started in radio, I am not going to get offended by anything. But then if you're going to criticize us, that's fine. Like this whole thing looks dumb. Like we get it. Like it's just part of the fun of it. It's a little over the top. I actually would consider some of that. I'd even call it feedback. I don't call it criticism. But then don't get offended. Like, we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we just ask that you don't take yourself too seriously if you're going to join us. And everyone can join us.
Well, the one thing you learn early in life, a lot of people can give it, not many can take it. And I actually think the consumer's changed dramatically. Maybe he's been in 25 years, so you knew what people liked in the 90s. I know that I consume things dramatically different than my parents did in the 90s.
That's true.
So it's,
but I think you could argue, looking at our whole stream thing, like, yeah, it's a little busy, this and that. And yeah, we're open to adjusting it.
There's
if people think
on.
It's distracting, whatever. Whatever. This
like,
isn't,
said, like,
this
well, like the is, commenter said, leave a quote.
Yeah, leave a quote. This screen is not our pride and joy. Like, my whole life doesn't revolve around if the font gets smaller. I don't care. But so, you know, people DM us some feedback on that, too. We had other stuff to get to, but luckily we can get to that on the next one. John's got to go eat and do some stuff. And you're
well, 50-minute mailbag, guy.
I know. Tell Hawkins I said what's up.
Okay, later.
Chains outside, remember, people. Keep your chains out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.